Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Very good.
Where are you having coffee at this morning?
Well, I'm over to A&W. I have a little coffee before I drive over to Holland and do a live radio in Holland today.
Rick, do they serve dogs this early in the morning at the A&W?
Well, you know, they serve their eggs and bacon and toast, but if you want a hot dog, they'll make it for you.
Rick, wanted to get your take on a few items. First of all, interesting piece of legislation that you support. You think that lawmakers should pay 20% of their health insurance costs.
Absolutely. You know, I heard the governor's proposal for the budget. And then his director, John Nixon, stood up and started talking about parts of the proposal. He was asked, well, how do you expect us to cut K-12 this much? And he responded, many schools need to have teachers pay 20%. Well, I thought I better go check, see what I'm paid, because I had no idea. And I checked, I'm paying 7.6. And legislators are paying anywhere between 5 to 7.6, depending on what plan they choose. And I thought, well, that's not right. So I put in a bill that we should all pay 20%. Senators and representatives, I think we should cut ourselves first and set an example.
Well, how did your colleagues, what did they think about that legislation?
Well, a couple of them weren't very happy with me.
So do you think you're going to have the support needed to get this done?
Well, I'm going to continue to push it. I certainly think that we have to cut ourselves first and set an example. You know, senators and reps took a 10% pay cut January 1. That was the start of it. But now it's time to cut the insurance.
John Nixon is the budget director for the state of Michigan. We had him on the program on Friday. We talked about a menagerie of topics, and his pay came up. And he's making a big nickel, more than $250,000 per year. Any reaction to that number?
Well, you know, he does have a very tough job. I don't think it's probably excessive for an emergency manager type position. He was brought into a terrible budget process, and it's going to be real tough. He'll probably be working, you know, 12-hour days, 15-hour days, 7 days a week for quite a while. And, you know, when Governor Granholm appointed an emergency manager for the Detroit schools, she paid him $280,000. So I don't think it's unreasonable what he's making. If he doesn't do real well the next year, he'll probably be gone.
And what's doing real well?
Well, I think we're going to have a balanced budget. It's a budget that's workable and sustainable. And we're going to see some more jobs and see the state turn around. I think that's possible the next 2 years.
I want to get your take on unemployment extension. Where do you stand with that?
Well, I did vote for the extension. However, we also put in some other things into the bill to ensure that some of the fraud is taken care of. The auditor discovered that our state had been paying illegal immigrants unemployment, also paying fraudulent claims where people had a job but continued to draw their unemployment and did not collect the money back. So we're talking, you know, millions of dollars that should have been collected back. And so we hope that our legislation toughens that area up a little bit.
Where is your I know you'd been working on the bill with the synthetic drugs. Did we get that taken care of?
That isn't all the way through the Senate and the House yet. It's still in the process. It's a new drug that's nicknamed bath salts. It's anything but. It's a synthetic drug that just looks like the stuff that you would buy in the grocery store. This is a very deadly drug, and it's in the process, but it's going to be a couple more months before we get that stuff illegal.
I also know that you have supported a bill last year as a state representative regarding the state toughening and tightening restrictions for those who were learning to drive, and that's popped up back in the news.
Yes, that is passed, and from now on, the new young drivers, the 16-year-olds, are going to have to stop driving at 10 o'clock, and I think that's important that we take these responsibilities in steps. And also, as a teen, a new driver, you won't be able to have a carload of teens. And that's when the fatal accidents are occurring, a carload of teens, and it's a terrible tragedy. So we hope that with some simple regulations, we can phase in responsibilities for new drivers.
All right, what new bills have you been working on? What are we going to be hearing about over the next couple of weeks?
Well, in a couple of weeks, I'll be taking up a bill in my committee. I've been working on with Steve Beda, a Democrat senator. We've been working in a bipartisan fashion to give biological fathers more rights. We've had a terrible situation in this state where people get together and then a child is born, but it was with a different father. And unfortunately, if a child was born into a marriage with a different father, that father has no rights. There's some terrible cases around the state where the, not really a stepfather, but the father who was married to the woman at the time of the birth has mistreated the child. One was actually used to sell drugs.
And Rick, I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you this, being a former sheriff, what's your take on the state police closing down 23 posts throughout the state of Michigan? They're not going to lay off or lose any state troopers at this point in time, but we're losing, I guess it's 21 posts, not 23. What's your take on that?
You know, what we're talking about shutting down are 1930-style barracks. That's what they were. Back in those days, the state troopers would travel around from post to post. They'd be assigned. They constantly moved around. And they'd actually sleep there and live there. And, you know, those days are over. So there's no reason to use those old 1930 barracks. The modern police officer has everything he needs in his car, you know, computers and equipment. So the troopers will be out on the road. It's troopers over buildings. I agree with Colonel Christy Itu. She's doing a great job.
What's going to happen with those buildings? Will they be sold or will they be abandoned? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm sure that they'll be put on the market eventually, and if they're not needed, they should be sold.
All right. As always, State Senator, thank you so much for your time. Rick Jones out of Grand Ledge. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.